Craig, fall, you know, we missed a lot of festivals. And fried ice cream is one of those that I'm missing. You know, Liria Apple Festival, the Liria Rotary always has their booth set up, well-run booth with the fried ice cream. But they've decided to still make it available this year. And we have Steve Hostler from Liria Rotary joining us this morning. Steve, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Good morning, guys. I appreciate the opportunity to come on and talk about the Liria Rotary Club's fried ice cream.
Before we get to specifically the fried ice cream, are you guys still having your meetings? I know that, or has that changed a little bit in this circumstance?
Well, the new norm is we're meeting via Zoom, which pretty much all service clubs are doing right now. Until it becomes safe to gather in person, we've just been meeting by Zoom. And I think, we've been doing that for about 5 months now, and I think most of the people in the club are getting more comfortable using technology and meeting in that regard.
Do you guys do it like at the same time to sort of keep that routine going, or?
Yeah, we meet at noon on Tuesdays via Zoom, we have music, we sing, we do the Pledge of Allegiance, we have speakers. Guest speakers, and so everything is we're trying to do or keep it as normal as possible, or as you can.
Right. When did you have a discussion about the fried ice cream and what to do about it this year? That, you know, that the Apple Festival had been canceled.
Actually, both of our largest fundraisers, annual fundraisers, have been canceled this year because of COVID. You know, the Liria Rotary Club also has a steak fry, which is our biggest fundraiser, in June at the Hickories. And, of course, that happened right on the heels of everything being shut down. So that was a no-go. The Apple Festival, I know there was discussion of it possibly still being held, and we held out hope. But once that was canceled, probably in August, we started discussing alternative ways that we could still offer fried ice cream. You know, with the Apple Festival, we own a trailer that we bring out to the Apple Festival that has, you know, the fryers and you know, we have to bring it out there, we have to clean it, we have to prep it, and then everything has to be cleaned and stored and put away for the winter. And it just wasn't practical to do that for a one-day type event, or even for a weekend, not knowing how many people we would actually get to come. So the idea, one of our members, Rotary Club members, is Stephanie Forthover, who owns Smitty's place in Liria, and she offered the use of her kitchen on a Sunday in October, because they're closed on Sundays. So we chose October 25th. We're gonna fry the ice cream in her kitchen. And we've got an online sale going where people have to choose a pickup time. So we're just going to have people drive to Smitty's, park in the parking lot. We'll come out, we'll grab your order, receipt, bring your order out right to your car. So it's a COVID-safe delivery system.
Well, the pickup time is easy. Choosing between apple or strawberry is the one that always drives me a little crazy.
and right now it typically, strawberry, even though it is the Apple Festival, strawberry typically moves in a 2-to-1 ratio to apples, and that's right now. I think we're running about that ratio as well online.
You're gonna so these tickets, this is on sale now. You have a cutoff date though, right?
Yeah, we have we've got to order the materials needed. We've got to make the sandwiches. And have about a week's time to do that. So we're cutting sales off on Monday, October 12th, which gives us time to order the ice cream, order the waffles, make the sandwiches, and get the rest of the materials that we need in for the 25th. Sale is live now. The easiest way to find it is on the Liria Rotary Club webpage, which is liriarotary.org. Right on the homepage, there's a story and a link you can click on. It'll take you right to the fried ice cream sale. We're asking people to choose a pickup time. There's hour increments. We're running it from 11 a.m. till 6 p.m. So if you pick any one of those hour windows, we'll bring it right out to your car.
Steve, let's talk for a moment about the Rotary itself. What kind of projects, what kind of things do you get involved in?
Well, there's a lot of things that we do in the Elyria and Lorain County area. We give out about $30,000 in scholarships to graduating seniors every year to the schools in our area that are that we work with. Elyria High School, obviously, Elyria Catholic, Open Door Christian School, and Midview Schools. Some of the monies that we raise each year, we donated money towards the Fountain Project in Ely Square. For our centennial project in 2018, our club was 100 years old in 2018, we built an inclusive playground in Cascade Park, which is very, very nice and was kind of our signature project. We've also pledged money this year to the Elyria Library Building Fund. And then there's other various things. We have a grants committee that will review and look at grants anywhere from $250 to $5,000. So, you know, things that we've done is literacy in the Elyria schools. We've bought books to hand out to kids in Elyria schools. Every year we do a children's Christmas party for the children with special needs in the Elyria school system. Santa Claus comes. We buy presents for all the kids. We're still working on logistics and how that's going to happen this year, assuming that we'll still be in a COVID shutdown in December. But regardless, we'll still buy presents for the kids and figure out a way to distribute them.
Well, people should now head over to your website, ElyriaRotary.org, I believe is the location for that.
Yes, ElyriaRotary.org.
See, you're missing out on a big picture of a fried ice cream right on your front of your website, by the way. That's all I'm just saying at the moment.
Well, you know what? I probably should. I'll get that up there today. There is a picture of a big fried ice cream on the fried ice cream sale, but you're right. I probably should put one on the homepage.
I should look at that, yes, but it's a chance for people to sort of enjoy it and kind of a little normalcy, and they've missed a tasty treat from the Elyria Rotary, the fried ice cream that you always see at the Apple Festival. Every year, are you going to be Steve? Are you going to be busy on the 25th? Is that something you've kind of marked on your calendar?
I'll be there from set up to closing, and that's typical. We have three chairs, co-chairs of the event. Typically at the Apple Festival, we're there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and each one of us takes a day, and we call it a day chair, and we're there pretty much from open to close. So I'm assuming one or three, all three of us will be there on Sunday the 25th.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yes. I just clicked on the other link, and now I see the strawberry fried ice cream.
Yes. I could not find a picture of an apple topped fried ice cream. I'll have to make sure I take a picture this year.
You want to get equal time to strawberry and apple this
year. Yes. Yes.
And again, tickets are $8 for that, and you can get them through up in the sale closes on Monday. So this weekend or now, start ordering, and you can be set to get some fried ice cream from the Elyria Rotary benefit, all that they do. Steve, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing with us.
Well, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
Thanks.